There are plans at the moment, and they're in the planning and design stage, for three improved bus routes in Donegal, and that's the 933 Inishowen East-West link, which also goes to Moville and Letterkenny. And that should be up and running by quarter three 2022, according to this plan. There's another bus route at the 953, which will be the Greencastle to Buncrana, and that also is in planning and design stage, and they expect that to be up and running by quarter three. And finally, there's the 293, which will be Glencombe, Kildare, and to Letterkenny, and that also is the planning and design, and that's expected to be up and running by quarter four. I mean, you know, us in the Green Party, we're really committed to improving the public transport system and ensuring it is connected. This plan just sees one phase one of this development. It was a key Green Party-led commitment in the programme for government, and one we absolutely need to see follow through on, because we must improve public transport. We have too much dependence on cars in rural area. I live in a remote rural area myself, and I have to have a car because there is no public transport. And if we really are serious about getting people out of their cars, we have to offer them a reliable, affordable, accessible alternative. And that's what this plan is starting to do. There's a commitment of 55 million, as I said, part of the programme for government, to improve rural transport. And places like Donegal, which are very badly served with no train line, we really need to concentrate some improvements there.
Mm-hmm. And will these bus routes then be through a private company, or will they be from Bus Éireann, or who will operate them, I suppose?
Well, I suppose what's happening at the moment is that they're in the planning and design stage. So there will be consultation with all the relevant stakeholders to see what is the best way of doing it, what is the most reliable way of doing it, and also which is the most cost effective. So I'm presuming this will go out to tender as part of the consultation phase. I mean, it's absolutely critical that we consult with all of the relevant stakeholders to do this. So I don't have any figures or facts about that yet. And we can't until we do the research and plan and design what needs to be done in that.
And I suppose, as you say, then public transport is more important now than ever, but due to the increased focus on climate action and the need for less cars on the road.
Yeah, yes, Emma. Not just that, the spiralling costs of fuel, and it is only going to keep going up. You know, we have to provide not just the damage to the environment, the damage to people's pockets as well. And if you look what's happened now in this government, we have reduced transport fares. There's been a 20% reduction in general fares. There's been a 50% reduction in travel for young adults between 19 and 23. And this is something we will work hard to continue. We're committed to increasing rural transport availability and frequency. And these reductions were the first cuts in fares in 75 years. And what's really great about it is we are seeing an increase in the uptake and use of public transport. And this can only be a good thing as we fight the increasing impact on emissions are having on climate change. So, yeah, it's going to be, I personally would like to be able to use public transport if I can, where I can. So, yeah, I'm hoping there'll be more of this and the people will benefit, and particularly people in rural Ireland who have been badly served due to the dismantling of the infrastructure. Like you in Donegal would have had, you know, years and years ago, there would have been a light railway, and the same in parts of Sligo and Leitrim and Fermanagh, and all of that has been dismantled over the years. And we do need to replace public transport for people so they can get out and about without the dependence on the car.
Perfect. Yep.
Okay. And just to say also, Michael White, our Green Party rep for Donegal, for the Donegal constituency, or myself, as I represent South Donegal as part of the Sligo, Leitrim, North Roscommon, South Donegal constituency, we can be contacted if people want to share their thoughts and how we can improve public transport. These developments are very important that we have feed in from the people who are going to be using them, and I would be very happy, as would Michael White, to hear anybody's ideas, and we can pass them on to the minister.